Well, we're going to start off with a song today, which is a bit more up-tempo for me. It's called The Love of God.
The love of God does not give up. It does not lose heart. It perseveres with us. Turn away, it reaches out, it presses on with us. The power of God is His love in action. It knows no bounds, it can hold nothing back. The love of God keeps no score.
The Heart this week shows how Jesus's transforming love can completely change terrible situations. Now, there was a man called Enkai Menkwedi, and he passed away peacefully at the age of 90 this year in the tiny village of Zapino, eastern Ecuador. But in 1956, five missionaries came and befriended that tribe and showed them the love of Jesus. But because they didn't know any better, they didn't know God, they murdered these missionaries. 2 years later, a miracle happened. Some of the widows actually went back to live amongst the tribe. And over time, many people, including Menkai, became Christians. He actually became a dearly loved brother and respected elder in the new church. Menkai, though he'd been a murderer, experienced the beautiful restoring forgiveness of Christ, understanding that Jesus had carried his sins away on the cross, allowing all the darkness from his heart to be removed. He adopted one of the missionary's children as his tribal son. Years later, this son, Steve, was baptized by Menkai in the very same area where his dad had been murdered. When this son, Steve, spoke about Menkai, he said, "I've never forgotten the pain and heartbreak of losing my dad, but I have known Menkai since I was a little boy, and he took me under his wing. He's one of my dearest friends in the world. Yes, he killed my father, but he loved me and my family." What a turnaround. What a change of direction. Such a transformed life. What Menkai and his tribesmen meant for evil, God turned for good. We make a choice when we love. Tracy had a stepfather who was constantly running her down, negating her identity all the time. And one day, when he was in a bad temper, he shut his hand in the door. Well, at first she was quite glad. Serves him right, she thought. But the Holy Spirit started to whisper in her heart, "This is your chance to show him that he matters." It put her willingness to forgive to the test, but she chose to do it. She brought him in and gently bandaged up his hand. He calmed down and was visibly affected by her care towards him. Jesus told us to love our enemies and do good to those who persecute us. Well, we can only do this through the power of his love within us. Let's pray. Lord, fill me with your love. Mine is not enough. And give me a tender, responsive heart. Amen. Now here's a song written by a lady who was very deaf. She's gone to be with the Lord now. She wrote the words and I set them to music, but they express how she lived her life. This is simply called Love.
Lord, let there be true love in me, love that's never dim, love that speaks of Him, love that never falters, love that never dies, love that bears the burden, love that's always wise, love that cares for all men, love to banish love that will remember God is always near. Love that's always helpful. Love that's always kind. Love that's always tender, bringing of mind. This is what the Spirit tells me that I need. For the love of Jesus to fill